Chelsea joins us now. Chelsea, thanks very much for doing this. I think this is really important and gets a good message out there. Chelsea, good morning to you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. You're not too well, I would say, because scammers have been able to access your Revolut account and you've lost a ton of money. Well, it seems a ton of money to me anyway. Tell us what happened.
So basically it started with a notification through my Revolut account last Monday. It said that someone had logged in. So I went in and put my code in for my Revolut and I thought nothing of it. So then it went to Thursday and I got a phone call from what I thought was my Revolut account. And they knew everything about me. They knew all my details. They knew where I was from. And they told me that my account had been hacked. They said that it was through my emails. So basically they told me that they were going to try and secure whatever funds that I had in my Revolut. And I told them, like, I don't really use Revolut, so it's not a big loss to me. But they said, so is your Revolut connected to your AIB or your, you know, your bank? And I said, yeah, it is. And that would be my concern because I get my wages paid through my AIB account. So basically then they said that AIB was going to call me back. So that fella hung up and another fella rang me back. And he claimed that he was AIB and that my AIB account was going to be put into a block and no one would be able to get in or out of it. So he said because of this, the hacker that was in my Revolut account is in my AIB account. And he won't be able to get out of it for 12 hours. And
now, just before we carry on that conversation, both of these guys are scammers.
Yeah, they both are. They were both playing the game.
Scammers, right. It's very complex.
But at the time, I obviously thought that I was talking to...
Yes, for sure. I can see why, yeah.
Yeah, so basically they said that my account was going to be unblocked, but the hacker wouldn't be able to get out of my account for 12 hours. And I asked him, well, what happened? Money that's in there, and they said, look, we're going to keep an eye on it and whatever is taken from you will be put back in your account. So basically the AIB hung up and the Revolut boy rang me back and he said that my Revolut was safe. I was on the phone to him on mute for over an hour while he said he was doing security checks, and in the end he said, look, your Revolut account is safe now but your AIB isn't. So they got me basically transfer some of my savings from my AIB account to my Revolut so that if I needed money, it was there and that it would be more secure there as the hacker was still in my AIB account.
So they're saying, look, we've made sure your Revolut account is safe. Get your money out of the unsafe AIB account into Revolut while we work on shifting the hacker out of AIB.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Then it actually took my sister to ring me and say, Chelsea, something's not right. It was 2 days of being on the phone with them. And she said, Chelsea, something's not right here. You need to go onto your AIB and your Revolut. So we did. And basically over 13,000 euro was taken out of my Revolut to a crypto app called Binance. Mm-hmm. And that's when we kind of knew what I got myself into.
That is absolutely heartbreaking. 13,000 euro of savings, and you have to work. That's a lot of earnings after tax before it actually becomes savings. That's actually heartbreaking, Chelsea. Can we go back to the start? What was the original contact then that started this whole chain of events?
It was an 085 number from Dublin. But now when we try to contact that number back, it's actually an IVF clinic in Dublin.
They've just cloned that number.
Yeah.
And it said, the original text said there's been some unusual activity on your account, or what did the original text say?
It said that it wasn't a text message, it was actually through my Revolut app.
Yeah.
It was that someone had logged in to my Revolut.
And that just started a ball rolling. And they dedicated an awful lot of time to this as well. They had different people from different banks. I mean, anyone would have, once the conversation started, I think, Chelsea, anyone would have fell for that because it's just that level of complexity is what we don't normally hear of, Chelsea.
Yeah, no, they're used to what they're doing anyways.
And what about, I mean, you've effectively, this is just a reality, it's no reflection on you, you've kind of really effectively approved all of these transactions by accident, effectively.
No. They were in my Revolut account approving it themselves.
I get you. They had got access to that at that point and they were able to draw the money over.
Yeah, they've been in my Revolut account all week and I can see that now. And they're still in my Revolut account. So they went in then and approved of the transactions.
What are Revolut and what are AIB saying to you?
So AIB can't do anything. They've tried to help me, but because the money was moved over, it's out of their hands. But as for Revolut, they are not helping. I've shown them the proof that there has been another account in my app, and they're saying it's all my fault. I shouldn't have moved my money over, that I approved of it. Mm-hmm. Even with the proof that the other phones in my account, they are doing nothing to help. Absolutely nothing.
Wow, this is devastating for you, isn't it?
So
Revolut are washing their hands. They are not working with you on this at all then, so there's very little hope for you.
Basically, up until last night, the transaction was pending. It hadn't fully gone through yet. I had asked Revolut, please freeze this payment until at least you investigate it, but they said, no, we're not doing that.
They had an opportunity to... they were speaking to the account holder and that was still pending. They had an opportunity to freeze it and they didn't.
No, they wouldn't do anything for me. And now it's completed, it's gone through and they're still saying, oh, well, there's nothing we can do, it's your own fault.
Well, that's just awful, Chelsea. I mean, you're saying at this point now, you know, if you're on Revolut, get off it. That's what your feelings are.
Definitely. Yeah, they are not helping. Even if you look up now, the amount of people that is going on about Revolut is shocking.
And, I mean, normally at this point, there's somewhere to turn. But even if you notify the Gardaí, and I'm sure you have, or you will, I mean, they might look at it as a crime, but the chances of recovering this money at this stage are non-existent. Like, I mean, this is an awful loss to you, Chelsea.
Yeah, it is. I have no hopes at this stage of getting it back. I just want people to be aware of it at this stage now.
All right, Chelsea. Well, listen, we all have to learn. But I mean, at the end of the day, this is so complex. How many of us would have spotted it in time? Because what they've gone through to sort of made out they were helping you, that they found a problem, that were assisting you, and all the while behind the scenes, what they're the ones actually scamming you. It's terrible. Yeah. It's terrible, Chelsea. But listen, thanks for helping us spread the word. I appreciate that. It's no comfort to you whatsoever, but I do know that you've gone public on this so as to avoid other people suffering the same fate.
Yeah.
All right, Chelsea. Again, I'm really sorry you've gone through it. There's nothing I can say other than that. All right, Chelsea. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Chelsea Farrell there. Lost 13,000 euro. I think any of us could have fallen for that. The one thing I will say, and I was in the room with someone when this happened to them, and it just happened to be after a transaction, so it looked legit, and they almost lost 1,000. I think it was about 1,000, but managed to stop it quick. Is the scammers now can clone numbers, excuse me, and they can clone a number in a way that it appears in your thread. So if you open up your SMS on your phone with your lending institution or your credit union or Revolut, you have a thread of texts that says, you know, it could be, you know, your six-digit code to approve the transaction, six-digit code to approve the transaction. You transferred 20 euro to whoever. And then in that thread, the scammers can make this message appear. So you open it up. It is from Revolut. Now, of course, further investigation will show you that it's from a different number, a clone number. But they can put these SMSs in the thread of your lending institution. And once they've done that, and once they shock you enough, then they kind of can have you. So just be extra, extra, extra careful. And we really thank Chelsea for helping us to try and spread the word there. It's very, very much appreciated, though it's no comfort to her, I don't think, at this point. Because, I mean, to accumulate 13,000 euro, you have to work so hard and you have to earn much more than the 13,000.